The Veterans Affairs Department says its claims backlog is far below its peak of 3 years ago. VA credits its progress to several changes under its Veterans Benefits Management System. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on how VA is reducing the claims backlog. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, just some numbers at first. Where does the claims backlog stand now?
Well, VA says its disability and benefits claim backlog is down by more than 300,000 cases over the last year alone. So last year, so March 2013 flashback, there was 611,000 cases in its claims backlog. Now it's down to about 291,000 as of May 26. Now, to be clear, this is the claims backlog, not the number of pending cases. These are two different but related numbers. The number of pending cases are much higher than the total backlog. There are more than 572,000 claims. Now, that's also down quite a bit from 883,000 claims in 2012. The difference here is the claims backlog, and this is, be clear, looks at any veteran who has been waiting for more than 125 days since VA received their paperwork and data. The claims inventory includes both those under and those over 125 days. Allison Hickey is the Undersecretary of Benefits of VA. She spoke last week at the ACT-IACT Management Change Conference in Cambridge, Maryland, where she highlighted several successes by VA, including all of these numbers. She says just over the last year, the increase of claim quality is up to 91%, and the issue quality, so that's within the claim, is up to 96%. Last year alone, VA completed more than 1.17 million claims, and this year they're already ahead of their pace from last year by 170,000. So they expect a lot more success this year than in previous years. And she says veterans, they are waiting 124 days fewer for what they call high-quality claims decisions than they were waiting a year ago.
All right, so presumably they did not use a shredder to get rid of the backlog. So what did VA do to get that number down?
Well, Hickey attributes a lot of their success to both a combination of people and technology. Let's focus on the technology for a second. This is the VBMS, Veterans Benefit Management System. Now, I caught up with Undersecretary Hickey after her speech at MOC last week to ask about VA's progress and challenges the department has faced over the last year in getting VBMS widely deployed.
We have fundamentally overhauled a complete claims process. We've moved from human beings with rubber fingertips on their fingers going through 5,000 tons of paper in a single year into an environment where we've got all of our 88% of our claims now being processed online. In any large-scale change like that in the early days, you can have perturbations or bumps in the system, and we did, and we experienced them. But the positive thing is we reacted quickly to them. So I will tell you, of late, not seen some of those issues happening. In fact, I can tell you we have had record-breaking production months here of late, that we are 170,000 claims of productivity ahead of where we were last year, where we did our all-time record-breaking 1.17 million claims. We're easily going to hit the 1.3 million claims this year. And we now have rules-based calculators and capability built into the system that's helping us to make sure that our answers are accurate. So our accuracy has gone up to 91% at the claim level, 96% at the medical issue level.
So the initial kind of challenge around VBMS in terms of the outages and such, that was something that's going to happen with any large system. So you feel like it's stabilized now? You feel like it's running at an optimal level, as much as any system can?
I do feel like it's stabilized now, and I think we've even just recently in the last month added in the last final piece of baseline functionality for those employees who actually review and award the claim and make sure that it's paid. And that is taking about 15 minutes per claim off the process. So now we are fully from end to end, completely from all the way to the beginning of being able to have a veteran come online through e-benefits, file their claim online, upload their medical evidence, or use a VSO, Veteran Service Organization, to do the same. And it can go completely paperlessly through the entire process and not generate an ounce of paper. But for those where we already have the paper, we've also in the last year converted almost 700 million pieces of paper into images charges, and those are all being used today to process those 88% of the claims that are now today. The inventory has decreased over 300,000 claims. The backlog is down to 293,000 claims from a peak of 611,000 claims last year. Major drop in progress on the backlog, and we're going to get it all the way home in 2015.
You mentioned that new functionality that came online about a month ago. When you say awards, can you just talk a little bit about what that means? It's actually the money going out the door, or just the recognition that, yes, you as the veteran should get X?
So the awards functionality is a review of the claims decision that was made by the rater, and it's also a review of the amount of money that we would send to the veteran. So a lot of that can now happen automatically for a large number of our claims. What happens then is that gets registered in the system, and it goes as a file to the Treasury, and Treasury pays that, and so it's a very rapid source of information flow. I will tell you also, the other thing it does is it triggers up into e-benefits the status of claim, telling the veteran or their veteran service officer who's supporting them in the process that the claim decision's been made, it's been paid, and here's the amount. And it will also, from that point forward, tell the veteran every month, we've paid this for your monthly allotment, we've paid this for your monthly allotment, so they can check to see that their payments occurred in an electronic environment.
You expressed a little frustration over the DOD sending data to you guys from service members who were recently discharged. What are you doing with DOD to improve that accuracy, improve that timeliness? Because I think you said 81% are late.
We have just started this process with DOD in January, and DOD has built the HAIMS, the Health Artifact Information Management System, in an effort to be able to put that information in. And we have built the automatic asking function in our VBMS system, so that when we check in a new claim, it automatically asks DOD for that medical record and then brings it back into our system. The HAIMS functionality exists and it works. DOD is still working on getting caught up to the ones that we need. And so right now, yes, about 81% of the ones that we are asking for are past the 45 days that they have to deliver them. We're hoping they get caught up quickly. They've committed to us to get caught up quickly. But we need those to go fast so we can continue to do what we need to do. We need all that evidence to make a really good decision on behalf of that veteran, that family member, or that survivor. So we are really hooked to what DOD gives us.
The message that you presented at the Management of Change Conference this week was very inspiring, very positive. That message from the people I sat with at the table, one of the questions that they asked me was, why doesn't VA do a better job of getting this message out, being more proactive? Is that something you guys believe that that's maybe a shortcoming that you need to do a better job of explaining, not just to the general public, but to Congress, to whoever's listening, that, look, we are making progress, we are doing a better job, that there are a lot of positive things that are happening?
We have been working very hard to get this message out. As in any environment, sometimes good news doesn't travel as fast and is not picked up as fast. So I would invite anybody who would like to hear the good news story for us to share that. And so I thank you for your ability to let us share some of that good news. But, you know, we have seriously cut that backlog down. It was 611,000 claims last year. It's 293,000. But we're not going to be satisfied till that 293,000 next year says zero.
That's VA Undersecretary Allison Hickey speaking with me, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, at the Management of Change Conference last week. Now, she also credits better training as another reason why the claims backlog and inventory is coming down. She says VA now has centralized training capability that is live, interactive, and focuses on solving real cases. VA is also focused on training for specific employees who are struggling in one or two areas of processing specific claims. So they're more focused, more direct training. Excuse me. And then finally, VA implemented segmented lanes where groups of experts focus on one part of the process. But the difference, she says, this year and then in years past is those three lanes are communicating much better to create a cross-functional process around claims processing and expediting those what they call less complex claims through the VBMS system.
Sounds like the Beltway in parts of Northern Virginia.
Well, meaning just with all the traffic going on, absolutely.
Yeah, and you get the fast lane if you do certain things, and otherwise you got to pray for no traffic. So what are VA's plans to improve the system?
Well, you heard Allison Hickey talk about the VA-DOD relationship, working more closely together on information sharing. That's definitely one area where progress is definitely needed. In the meantime, VA is working on a series of iterative development applications connected to VBMS.
We have a huge DevOps relationship between us and centralized IT and VA and all of you who are participating with us in developing our technology. I put every single day VBA employees sitting next to the operators, literally as they're banging on the keys. We don't have the resources to waste, the time to waste, to go through repeated cycles of fixing it. We need to get it right as close to the first time as we can, and that means side by side, and make the investment up front. They have done that with the disability benefit questionnaires, but we're still building on those. And those are questionnaires that we now have out there, first in paper, now in electronic format, and increasingly into a better user interface here in the next year, actually not even next year, by December of this year, that makes it easier for a doctor to fill it out on their side from a user experience online, which is different than the way the rater needs to see the information. So lots of GUI layers in between with lots of different facing user information available to them.
I think the frustration, what you heard her say, was doctors and nurses need one thing, benefits administrators need another, and if you try to force feed that same front end to both of them, nobody was happy. So what they're doing is saying, let's bring in the stakeholders, let's bring in the design teams, let's have everyone come together, and let's make better decisions as a group. And I think one of the things they've done is create these design teams with detailed playbooks to say, okay, what are our goals, what are our metrics, and if everyone comes to agreement, then they get a better outcome in the end. Now, a lot of these changes Hickey says she's implemented came about because of failures or shortcomings in previous attempts to fix the claim processing system. Now, let's be clear, Hickey is the first to admit there's still a ton of work to do, and the goal is to close out both the claims backlog and get that inventory backlog further down by the end of 2015. But she believes, and I think there is some evidence to say the progress is real. Now, just real briefly, I did get a couple comments from a couple people on Capitol Hill late yesterday regarding VA's progress. A spokesman for Mike Michaud, who is the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, says, yes, there is some progress. It's good that VA is focusing on the oldest claims, but there's also some concerns that they have about some of the backlogs related to disability entitlement claims, which have unfortunately has risen. And the spokesperson also says wait times associated with appeals and injured service members also are unfortunately going up as well. So there's obviously never happiness all around on Capitol Hill.
And Capitol Hill is super sensitive to VA these days anyway, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, absolutely, especially in wake of what's been happening at the hospitals and what's been coming out. But I think this is, you know, one of those silver linings in an otherwise pretty dismal month so far for VA.
All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
My pleasure.